It's 70 degrees in downtown Toledo under cloudy skies. This is Don Edwards, WSBD Radio News. One teacher strike settled last night, but there could be more strikes today as nearly all Ohio schools open their doors for the new year. Teachers in the Warren Local School District of Washington County ended a week-long strike last night with the acceptance of a contract. Delaware teachers are meeting this morning to decide if they will strike. More after this. A safe and successful Labor Day weekend here in the Toledo area. Mary Beth Zolik goes over some of the highlights for us.
The most important thing, holiday travelers were a little more careful this time around. For the entire state, fatalities were down from last year. The death toll was 29 for 1979. This year, the Highway Patrol logged only 11 traffic deaths during the 78-hour period. Here in the Toledo area, no fatal accidents were recorded, or even any that caused serious injury. So motorists were heeding the safety message. Mary Beth Zolik, WSPD Radio News.
Politicians and labor leaders here in the Buckeye State used Labor Day for speeches. Senatorial candidate James Betts says people in Washington just don't seem to understand how severely they've affected our way of life. The Rocky River Republican told a picnic in Barberton, the people in Washington don't seem to understand. Ohioans are fed up with ineffective stopgap measures. Frank Martino, president of the International Chemical Workers Union, called for renewed union organizing. Martino accused employers of using legal and illegal tactics to prevent workers from becoming organized. President Carter picked up an endorsement in Cleveland. Representative Lewis Stokes threw his support behind the president, even though he said he would not endorse the president's reelection bid unless his district received substantial federal aid. The Ohio Democrat was a supporter of Senator Edward Kennedy in the primaries. Well, the Mudhens finished their regular season on a winning note yesterday. They'll now head home to begin the International League playoffs. Here's Jerry Kyle with more.
Thanks, Don. Toledo defeated Pawtucket by the score of 6-1, so the clubs are set for the playoffs. Columbus, Toledo, Rochester, Richmond. The Hens are heading back, as a matter of fact, today. They'll open up the International League semifinal series against third-place Rochester Wednesday. The first two games at Lucas County Stadium. Both games begin at 7:25, and you'll hear all the playoff games involving the Mud Hens right here on WSPD Radio, your station for sports. And Don, as we kind of indicated yesterday, it's that time of the year. Big-time college football got underway last night. Texas defeated Arkansas all in a thriller, 23-17.
Thank you, Jerry. We're going to have a look at WSPD Radio's pinpoint weather forecast right after this from Kmart, the seeding place.